If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike, and you're listening now to my favorite section of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. It's What's Toxic and What's Not with Gary Ginsberg. So, Gary, one of the things that I was really surprised about was this thing on arsenic and shingles. What does arsenic have to do with shingles?
Okay. Well, we know that shingles comes from Varicella zoster, which is a virus is chickenpox, that causes chickenpox. And we know that if you get chickenpox early in life, that you do have the viral entity in your body, but it's dormant. And what keeps it dormant is your immunity. So you don't end up dying of chickenpox. You get over chickenpox because you can raise an immune reaction to it. And that keeps the virus in check. However, the later secondary version of the virus, when if your immune system is weakened, if you in old age you have a weakened immunity, or for whatever reason you have weakened immunity, the virus can come back and reactivate in the form of shingles, a very painful neurological muscular disorder. And arsenic is immunotoxic. And it's been known that people in cultures where there's high arsenic in drinking water or who have been poisoned by arsenic, they get shingles. So that's a high dose. So these researchers in the United States wanted then a theory that maybe the levels of arsenic that are common in our diet, in our drinking water, in the contaminants in various that we get from various places, maybe that is also associated with the occurrence of shingles. So they looked at the NHANES database, which is this large database I've talked about before on the show, of the general population of the United States, 3,300 people in the database that they looked at. They looked at the biomarker for arsenic in urine from all these people, and they looked at the prevalence of being seronegative. For, in other words, you don't have the antibodies to the herpes zoster virus. So these are people who probably have gotten it either through an immunization or through getting chickenpox early in life, but they don't have now the immunity to it. And it turns out that there was a pretty strong correlation between the higher the arsenic exposure and being what we call seronegative, or not having the antibodies against this virus, which means that these people are more likely to turn a latent herpes zoster infection into shingles at some point. So arsenic wouldn't be the only reason, but it could be part of the reason why contributing cause for shingles. So it's an interesting correlation, needs to be followed up. But again, it just reemphasizes the point that if you're on a private well, you should test your water for arsenic, eating rice. You know, you want to limit it to only maybe two or three times a week. Don't eat especially brown rice every day, because the levels of arsenic, especially domestic brown rice, would be highest in that kind of variety.
Now, explain to us, so most people think that buying in the U.S. is better. But in fact, with domestic rice and domestic apple juice, that's one of the things Dr. Oz's show pointed out, both the rice and the apple juice. So we have to owe Dr. Oz a thanks for getting these down. But still, they're high. And why are they higher in the United States than elsewhere?
Well, the rice is because where we're growing rice now in the United States, we used to grow cotton in those old cotton fields back home that was down south in places like Louisiana, Texas, Arkansas. Those cotton fields were treated pretty heavily with arsenic to control pests onto the cotton. Well, now the cotton's gone, but we're growing rice in those fields. And guess what? Arsenic moves quite well into rice. And in fact, the arsenic was toxic to the rice, so USDA came up with a cultivar of rice that was resistant to arsenic. So now we're growing rice in the southwest U.S. that is resistant to arsenic, will grow in high arsenic soil, but yet still takes it up and then puts it into our dinner.
And can you get high enough levels? I was unclear from what you were saying. Can you get high enough levels from just eating rice, say you ate it every day? Brown rice is common. Say you ate it every day in certain diets. Could that suppress the immune system enough just by itself to promote the shingles?
That's the million-dollar question, Mike, and that's unclear. This study suggests, because this study is just normal, healthy Americans, and it's covering the range of arsenic exposure that's out there commonly. And within that range, they saw a correlation to lower immunity against the shingles virus. So it seems like, and what's one of the main sources that these people in this study were getting arsenic from? Probably from rice, some degree from apple juice, some degree from drinking water. It's possible. I can't say probable at this point. We need more data, but it certainly is possible. And there's other reasons to try to decrease your ingestion of arsenic, including cancer risk, including high heart disease risk. So, again, test your drinking water. Make sure your well, if you're on a private well, does not have high arsenic. And number two, white rice is lower than brown rice. You can pre-soak the rice to get rid of about 30% of the arsenic before get rid of the soak water and then cook it. I tell people who like rice or are on a gluten-free diet, trying to eat rice every day, probably not a good idea to eat it every day, but, balance it off with other grains that probably are much lower in arsenic.
And the other thing
Gary,
is you can get balsamic.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Bridget.
I'm not sure. What was that question?
What about boiling rice in extra water in addition to soaking it? Would you think that would help to remove arsenic? Like adding triple of the water that you would and then drain the excess water after the rice is cooked?
Yeah, I think you'd end up with pretty mushy rice. Aesthetically, I don't know how. Do you do that? Does that work? I would think you'd get mushy rice.
I've never done it, but I read an article that it decreases the arsenic content.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if that was accurate or not.
Yeah, I mean, I bet it would, but I think pre-soaking and discarding the water, then cooking it in a normal amount of water probably gets rid of the same amount of arsenic, and you get better quality meal.
Damon on our email line says, what about buying the brown rice from overseas? Does that have less arsenic in it?
Yes. Yeah, European studies have shown that it's the U.S. sources are higher. You can buy California rice. That tends to be lower. Both the brown and the white rice tends to be lower than the rice from South Central U.S. You can get Indian jasmine rice. That's also lower. Tends to be, fairly lower. So, the rice in general will be high relative to other grains, but if you stay away from the South Central U.S., at least you're heading in the right direction. Again, I would say rice 2 or 3 times a week is probably a good balance, given the nutritional value and given the arsenic content.
Now, you've got two wonderful stories. You've got two wonderful stories, Gary. Let me come back to, can you stay after the half hour tonight? Because I want to get both of these.
All right. Any other questions about the rice, or should we move on to another story?
Let's go on to your mailbag. Are there any disinfectants that are safe?
Yeah, so humidifier disinfectants, this became a huge issue in Korea, of all places, where there were about 50 to 100 instances.
And Gary, I'm going to we'll come back to this story about disinfectants being safe right after these important announcements. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual on Radio MD. Stay well.